Hello.
Hi, my name is Shayla. I'm calling you back from the home care agency.
Hello?
Yes, my name is Chanel. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I'm calling you back from the home care agency. You called because your services were cut?
Yes.
Yeah, I can help you reapply, and we'll make sure that you get the services back as soon as possible, and we'll send you. Do you have a family member to be that is your caregiver, or do you want us to send the caregiver?
I can't quite understand you.
I said I can help you reapply for the services.
Okay.
And then my question is if you have a family member or someone to sign up to be the caregiver or
yes.
You do have. Okay. Do you have your Medicaid ID so we can take a look?
Yes. Hold
I'm
on.
Ready. Okay, no problem.
That's the red, white, and blue card, right?
I'm not sure. But not Medicare. I'm referring to Medicaid. Or I could check with your date of birth and social, if that's easier.
Oh, my God. I'm trying to, okay. Is my Medicaid health insurance card, part
Medicaid,
A and B?
No, not Medicare. Not
Medicaid.
Medicaid.
Okay.
Medicaid, yeah.
What's the Medicaid? I have Keystone Health.
Yeah, Keystone, yeah, right. So Keystone, yeah. But, okay, so let me get your date of birth.
November 9th, 1946.
Okay, and what's your Social Security number?
202-34-3742.
Okay, thank you so much. Let me see if I can pull up the information. Okay, yes, I got it. Paula D. Haynes?
Yes.
Okay, amazing. I got it, yeah. And I do see that you have Keystone First. So who said it was cut, the hours?
Keystone cut my hours.
Really?
Yes, I don't know
any
why.
Reason? No.
No.
Okay, so I'll take your rest of the information. Then I could I'll transfer you over. I'll try to reach the service coordinator Keystone and see why it was cut, and then if we can reapply. What's your address, Paula?
224 Ward Street, Chester, PA 19013.
19013?
Yes.
Is it Woodrow Street?
Ward, W-A-R-D.
Work Street. Okay, got it. 224 Ward Street, Chester, PA, 19013.
Yes.
Okay. And that's in Delaware County?
Yes.
Okay. Any minors in the home?
Huh?
Any minors in the home?
Any minors?
Yeah, any kids?
No.
No.
I have a grandson. He has a disability. He's 35.
Okay.
But he's highly function.
Okay, and who is the caregiver?
Tanisha Haynes.
Can you spell for me?
T-A-N-I-S-H-A.
Tanisha.
H-A-Y-N-E-S.
Okay, and Tanisha's related to you?
My daughter.
Oh, your daughter. What's her phone number?
Her phone number?
Yeah.
Let me look it up. She ran to the market.
Okay, sure.
were trying to find it. Because I'm waiting for the hurry up so I can go do my, what you call it, rent rebate. It's 610-550-9405.
Oh, okay. Okay. And you said, how many hours are you approved for?
Or were you... I was approved for 56. They cut me down to 35.
Oh, so you're still approved for 35 hours, but you want to know why they cut the hours?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Now I see. Okay, no problem. Let me connect the... Let me log into the Keystone. Let me see who's the service coordinator, and I'll see if she answers the phone.
Desmond!
Okay, looks like Tina Snyder is the service coordinator. Does that sound familiar? Okay, let me see if Tina's available, and we'll see why they were cut. And then I'll ask them to send the authorization. We'll try to appeal the hours, but at least your daughter could get paid for the 35 hours. And we could offer your daughter a great pay rate.
Okay.
So we're signing up with our agency Family First, and I'll make sure that she gets a great rate.
Okay.
Okay, so let me call Tina. Hopefully she'll answer. Just a minute.
I'm first, Tina speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Tina. This is Shane Delconquin, Family First Care. I'm having their line, Paula Haynes. Are you the service coordinator?
I'm checking now. This is Eva.
I have the Medicaid ID if you need that.
The last name is what? I'm sorry.
Haynes, H-A-Y-N-E-S.
And the first name is?
Paula, P-A-U-L-A.
All right. Let me see. And the address is?
Her address?
224 Ward Street, WARD, Chester, PA, 19013. Hello,
I'm sorry, you said that is Ward Street?
Yes.
Okay. Am I speaking with Paula now?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And how can I help you?
I was trying to find...
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead and talk.
Okay, so she's calling. I'm trying to transfer over the hours to our agency Family First, and also... we would like to know why her hours are cut from 56 to 35 hours a week.
see. I'm checking out. Okay. Oh, I do see that they said that they she did the grievance and they upheld it, so they put her at 35 hours. Because at one time, it was 56 hours, right?
Correct.
Yes.
And they cannot explain why they were cut like that.
It's going to be appealed and to increase back to 56?
They held the appeal up.
Right. So only thing that you can do is, how many appeals did you do? I'm just receiving a case. It was just transferred to me. Okay, I think it's about two more, if I'm not mistaken. But you could appeal it again.
And when I tried, they said I couldn't. I had used my appeal.
Are they saying that you used up all your pills? Let me see.
That's what they claim. And my doctor cannot understand that. And he was very upset. And I asked him why they get the same paperwork from my doctor. I can barely walk. My daughter goes to help me to the bathroom. I have had several bowel movements because I couldn't get there fast enough because of my walk.
Let me see something. Did you ever turn in anything for your doctor? Did you get, I'm trying to think.
I asked them to send for the paperwork from Dr. Hannum. They did no such thing.
Oh,
we're not going to send for Keystone.
Right. No, I understand it, but normally the doctor will send it to us. We don't send anything to the doctor. It's just a request and was there any change or anything? Again, like I said, I'm new to this case, and I'm trying to figure out why.
I'm trying to figure out why. Because
okay.
I got one daughter that was mad because I wouldn't let her do it because she's mean to me. And I'm thinking they went and made calls or something because she's very mean to me. And Tanisha, that's my baby girl. Because I'm thinking that she wants me to move with her.
How about this? Can I give you a call back? I want to look into this further. I'm not sure what else I can do, but I want to find out if there are any more appeals, and I'll give you a call back, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I also would like to request if you could, the appeal, whatever, if they do change the hours, but if you could send authorization because it's transferring over to our agency family first.
So that's what you're trying to do, ma'am? You're trying to go over to family first?
Yes.
Okay. All right. What's your name?
My name is
Ma'am
Chantel.
From family first?
Chandel, Shaindel.
Okay. And can I have your direct number?
Sure, 267-551-7427.
7427. Okay, can I give you a call back when I find out a little bit information on the case?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'll give you a call back, all right?
Yeah, thanks so much. Paula, if you could please
Thank
stay
you.
On the line.
Yes.
Okay. Christina. Okay, Paula, so hopefully we'll be able to get this straightened out.
Okay.
And let me just submit all your information, and let me see if I could transfer you to our intake team, and she will help you with that as well. She will try her best, because she's in contact with Keystone as well, so maybe she can help you get it appealed. So give me another minute. Let me see if she's available.
Because, I mean, they was getting real nasty with me.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry. Okay, so I got Dina available. I'll transfer you to Dina. She's an amazing intake coordinator, and she'll be able to assist you further.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks so much, Paula. Hopefully we'll get this straightened out. Okay, so I'm transferring you over now to Dina.
Hi, this is Dina with Family First Care.
Hi, this is Paula Hayes.
Yes, you were just transferred from Schindel, right?
Yes.
Yes, okay, so I'm an intake coordinator, okay? So my name is Dina. I'm going to send you my name and contact information, okay?
Okay.
I just wanted to quickly go over the process with you. I am aware that you are trying to get ours appealed, right?
Yes.
So in the meantime, we're going to sign up your caregiver and start paying your caregiver for the hours that we have. And then when the hours get increased, we'll, you know, increase the pay for that as well.
Okay.
So did you provide the caregiver's information to Schindel?
Yes, Tanisha Haynes.
Yes. Okay, great. All right, so we'll reach out today to try to get the requirements in, and we'll be in touch with the service coordinator, so I'll give you a call if we receive any updates from them, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You have any questions for me?
No.
Okay, great. You're welcome, then. You have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.